exclusively reveal a new site has been identified by the owners of Brandon Stadium.
And in the papers, Jamie Kyle, the TV host, has had a taste of his own medicine. You'll find out why.
Ooh.
A very good morning to you now. BBC Commentary in Warwickshire can exclusively reveal that a new site for speedway and stock car racing has been identified by the owners of Brandon Stadium. The current home of the Coventry Bees has already been sold to housing developers, meaning this coming season will be the last that the Bees ride there.
Yeah, it's all very cloak and dagger. We can't reveal the location. We can say, though, that the new venue would be relatively close to the current arena and that early plans for what's being called an eco-stadium have been drawn up. But there's still plenty of red tape to get through. Let's speak to the operations manager at Brandon Stadium, Jeremy Heaver. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Sorry if I sound a bit croaky. I've got a touch of man flu.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Excuses. You'll be fine.
I needed to go out in Kenilworth.
That's what you did. You needed it. Lime and soda in Kenilworth. That's exactly right, Jeremy. So it is all really cloak and dagger. Go on, tell us. Tell us where it is.
Oh, I don't think I can do that.
Oh, but, go on.
What I can say is that we've been working hard for the last 7 or 8 years trying to find a new location, and we've had lots of false dawns, and we don't want this one to be a false dawn. It's the perfect site, and we're working hard with Coventry City Council and Rugby Council, and we're all lined up. We've got the site we believe is the absolutely the right one, and we don't want it to go wrong, but it's time to start talking about it, so hence why we're on today.
It is exciting. Eco Stadium, what's that all about?
Well, nowadays, if you want to do anything that's not 100% environmentally correct, you have to start taking into account the activity you're doing. Now, we are motorsports, so we are noisy.
Mm-hmm.
We do contaminate the air. So we have to look at it in a slightly different way. Now, the purpose of this stadium is to minimise the noise impact. That's number one. So the stadium will be surrounded by earth bunds, which will then have shrubs and trees growing on them. So you won't actually be able to see the stadium when you approach it. So it will be completely hidden, but those earth bunds will protect the local environment from noise. We intend to use all the oil from the fryers into red diesel. We're going to create our own methanol for the motorbikes. We're going to capture all the rainwater so that we can flush the toilets, a bit like the Eden Project. And we've got solar panels, LED floodlights. It's going to have, the minimum amount of carbon footprint that we can possibly get. And on top of that, we hope that the neighbouring farm will be able to supply all of the meat that we need to supply the catering on site, so that we have zero food miles as well.
Okay.
So it's quite a unique proposition.
It does sound like it as well. We know the Bees can only ride at Brandon until November. When are you hoping this is going to be up and running by? It sounds like you've got a heck of a lot of work to do.
We do have a lot of work to do. One of the big challenges in searching for a new site is where's the best place to put it. And as I said, we've had some false dawns, but I always think it's good to look backwards. And in 1928, when the stadium first opened, people looked at where they could put it, and they didn't put it in the town centre. They put it into the countryside, so that to minimise some of those noise constraints.
And of course that was a long time ago. Things have spread though, haven't they?
Well, they have spread. And if you're going to locate a new stadium, you wouldn't put it where it is now. And that's the key point, really. That a lot of the people that moved around the current stadium moved there, knowing Speedway was there, and they embraced it. But since then, obviously, a lot of people have moved on, and new neighbours have come in, and they don't like the noise or they don't like the traffic. And so, consequently, we've sort of gone back in time a little bit and said, well, OK, what did they do in 1928? They moved it away from people. And that's what we've done, or that's what we hope to do.
So there's not much residential, there's not many residential places in and around the new site, is that right?
No, I think the nearest house is about 1,000 yards away, and there's only about five or six within round about a mile. So it's a perfect location, and the geography of it makes it very user friendly for what we want to do. And really, the red tape comes in because since 1928, of course, we've got things like Greenbelt has come in to protect overdevelopment around town centres, and this sits within the Greenbelt. Now, it's a brownfield site, it's contaminated land, so it can never have houses built on it, but the neighbouring farm is clean. So it's, in so many ways, it's perfect. That, you know, it's a perfect use of a brownfield site. Now, the government guidelines say that, you know, one of the permitted things that you can do in Greenbelt is build outdoor stadiums, or rather outdoor sporting centres, providing there is a local need. The difficulty we've got is there is no local need because we've got an existing stadium. So you go round in a circle, and you then start to realise the reason why places like Leicester and other stadiums have closed and not been replaced is because there's no local need whilst the stadium exists. And once it's gone, so is any future investment. So we're trying to break that circle, and we're going to need some help.
OK, so when you say you need some help, what do you need?
Well, we need people to get behind what we're trying to do, and fairly soon now we're going to be appealing for people to write to rugby to demonstrate that they do support a new stadium, they do think it enriches the lives of people of Coventry and rugby, they don't want to see something that's been there for a very long time and Coventry's only motorsport heritage disappear. It's not suitable where it is, site's gone. So we've got a clock that's ticking, and we can cut through the red tape if we can show local need, and I believe we can do that.
OK, well, thank you. That's Jeremy Heaver there, from Operations Manager at Brandon Stadium.